Governor Snyder is trying to expand Medicaid under the federal health care law. And what that would mean is that hundreds of thousands of more people would be insured in Michigan. But the governor's getting a lot of resistance from Republicans. Jack, there's sort of been some progress this week. What's happened?
Well, there's a deal that's been struck. I got wind of that on Mackinac Island a couple weeks ago, Kyle. And under the deal, the Republicans would drop their original demand that it would be 48 months and out. It was pretty clear the federal government would not allow that. And in return, Medicaid recipients would pay some small fee over a certain amount of their income. It's not even clear who would collect that fee or how much it would be monitored, but it looks like they have a deal to break the logjam. And this is very important. It would save Michigan businesses a lot of money because of new regulations under what's called Obamacare, and it would ensure ultimately almost 500,000 people that don't have health insurance now at no cost to the state for a few years and only 10% of the total cost finally. So this represents progress. But the Tea Party folks, these are sort of these extreme wing of the Republican Party, are opposed to any expansion of health care. They hate Obamacare, they hate Medicaid, and they see this as some kind of creeping socialism. And a group of them yesterday said they wouldn't support Governor Snyder for re-election. I'm going to talk about that more at 1:30 today, but it's sort of a strange thing.
Just briefly, what is the issue? Why do Republicans not want this to pass?
They see it as part of hated Obamacare. That's their official reason, but also because of gerrymandering. Most districts in the legislature are one-party districts, and if some members feel if they support this, they get a challenge in their primary. The primary is the real election in most places these days, from somebody even further to the right. But there are some people who just believe that any expansion of health care is illegitimate. Now, if Michigan doesn't take this money, it'll go to some other state, or the federal government will use it in some other way. So it's not doing anything to repeal Obamacare. That fight's been lost. It's sort of cutting off Michigan's nose to spite its face.
Let's talk about immigration reform. The U.S. Senate is debating immigration reform, and Governor Rick Snyder has been thinking about this, too. Specifically, he wants to bring in investors, entrepreneurs, high-tech workers into Michigan. He wants them to live in places like Detroit and Flint and other cities that have seen their populations shrink. So if this happened, what might it do for our state and for struggling cities?
Well, this is a war that's been going on in America for some time, and especially within the Republican Party. Again, you could see that at the Mackinac Conference, where Jeb Bush, the brother and son of two presidents, came and urged people to have more liberal immigration policies. There are provisions now into which you can bring in high-tech workers, but it's sort of arcane, and there are limits on that. And there is a lot of feeling, as former Governor Bush said, immigrants tend to start businesses at more than twice the rate of Native Americans. Immigrants since 1620 have been very entrepreneurial, very hardworking. Detroit is largely depopulated, so are some of our other central cities. And the idea is you'd bring people here and they'd revitalize these places. On the other hand, there are people who are afraid they would take jobs from Americans. There are people who are afraid that immigrants would come and be a drain on public welfare services. And, you know, there are some immigrants who don't assimilate. That's been a problem, although most of them do. And so this is sort of a battle that's gone on in American history between nativists, people who only want to defend the people who are already here, and people who want more people to come. So it'll be very interesting to see how this progresses.
Election 2014 is practically tomorrow. It's right around the corner. And our U.S. Senate seat is going to open up as Democratic Senator Carl Levin retires. Michigan Congressman Gary Peters announced he's going to run for the Democratic nomination. And we heard from former Michigan Secretary of State Terry Lynn Land that she wants to run as a Republican in the race. Any excitement, any new people want to run for this, Jack?
Well, everybody's waiting for the other shoe to drop concerning Mike Rogers. Mike Rogers is a congressman from Lansing, chair of the House Special Select Committee on Intelligence, and some Republicans see him as their strongest candidate. He keeps saying, I'm going to make a decision, and then putting off his decision. Now he says he's going to announce it by Friday. My feeling is that he's decided not to run. If he does run, he will maybe be the front runner. But if he doesn't run, Democrats have their candidate. Democrats have already decided it's going to be Gary Peters. The entire establishment is around him. It looks like there'll be no other contenders. Terry Lynn Land is a strong candidate, was elected twice statewide. A lot of speculation that Justin Amash, who's kind of a libertarian Republican from Grand Rapids, might get in the race. But if Mike Rogers gets in, that'll make for some further excitement. So even though primary elections are more than a year away, elections cost so much these days, people like to get their tickets set early.
Jack, thank you for making it all make sense.
Always a pleasure, Kyle.